Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavahitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Okay. Chaitanya Upanayanam, Lalita Madhava. So now we're on the Acts 5 through 10. So then the next 5 and 6 will be in the section 3, description of Pataka, like that. Then that's, obtaining Chandravali, obtaining Lalita, section 4, description of Prakari, Act 7, meeting in Navavrindavan. Act 8, pastimes in Navavrindavan. Section 5, description of Karyam. Act 9, picture viewing. And 10, fulfillment of desire. Right. So we've had the bija, how the affection between the attraction between Radha and Krishna. Right. Then we have in the what do you call it? Bija, then?
Bindu,
yeah. Then how these elements that are brought out more by obstacles that come up and that, the things like that. Then now, then it'll start to move forward more. You have the other themes that come up like that, that add to but are separate from, like that. Then you have something where you're getting closer, but then there's going to be something still not quite there. And then the last in Karyam, where they actually then you see that Radha and Krishna, you know, their affection being able to nicely be appreciated. Okay. Section 3, description of Pataka. Bharat Muni defines Pataka as the event which is introduced in the interest of the principal plot and is treated like it. So it's a secondary plot, but it has the same forms and everything that it will have, the secondary plot, but it's in support of the main plot. The sprouting of the seed, its attainment or non-attainment, and search for it is called the Garbhasandhi. Srila Rupa Goswami elaborates in this Sunday in Nataka Chandrika, 78 to 93, as follows. If the bija is sometimes seen and sometimes unseen, it is called Garbhasandhi, since it becomes lost and through investigation can be attained again. It has 12 limbs based on the parts of Pataka. The topic relating to the death of Prasena had diminished the reputation of Lord Krishna. However, he regained that state by investigating the matter appropriately. Thus, decreasing, increasing, and searching was possible by obtaining Lalita in connection with Krishna's bija of attachment, as mentioned in Lalita Madhava. Following are the 12 limbs of Garbhasandhi. Abhuta, Harana, Marga, Rupa, Udaharana, Krama, Sangraha, Sangraha, Anumana, Totaka, Abhibala, Udvega, Sambhrama, and Akshepa. Now, step by step, each of their symptoms will be given. Right, so, before we saw, it's obvious what's there, but it's being brought out. Then you have certain obstacles that then show the same attachment, like that. And now, then you're going to have those things that sometimes you can't see it, but it can be brought out. You know, by effort, it can be brought back up. So the second secondary plot is there to bring out the aspects of the primary plot. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so then how that goes, that's called pataka, or flag. Remember there was something that said why it's called flag? No? Abhuta Harana. If the speech is assumed to be fraud, it is called abhutaharana, as stated there in the 5th Anka, 5.9. He was born with four arms. He was born with four arms and astonished his mother, the grandson of Sura, best of the Yadus, who will marry Rukmini. Here, this being a trickery statement, is abhutaharana, four arms. Sushupa was also born with four arms in the Yadu dynasty. Right, so Sushupa was supposed to marry. You know, that was the arrangement that everybody thought, and he was born with four arms. Then later he had two arms by Krishna's arrangement. But the point is, Krishna was also born with four arms. Yes.
This statement was spoken by Durga Devi to Rukmi when he worshipped her.
Oh, okay.
Then she says, okay, your dream, but who is born with four arms and best of the Yadu dynasty will marry Rukmini.
Okay.
And he was thinking it was
Shishupal.
But she was referring
to Krishna. Yeah. Is that what he called it? Yeah, in his mind, Shishupal is the best of the Yadu dynasty because he's his friend. Yeah. Yeah, so this is assumed to be fraud, right? You know. Marga. Speaking as is related to the fact is called Marga, as stated in the 5th Anka, 5.10. Krishna, the dark cloud giving happiness to all the peahens, having dark glances, will enjoy with those black-eyed girls living in Vrindavan. Here, the Lord has presented the reality as it is, therefore it is called Marga. Rupa is a speech using the conjecture of supposition, as presented in the 5th Anka, 5.32. Krishna, worried. O friend, why does the astonishing sound of anklets melt my heart? Here Krishna's argument by hearing the sound of Chandravali's anklets is Rupa. Udaharana. Delivering a speech with excellence is considered to be Udaharana, as stated here, 5.30. Garuda, looking at her with astonishment, on the pretext of churning the milk ocean, the devatas churn the ocean of beauty and produce Lakshmi. But Lakshmi cannot please the eyes as much as Rukmini. Here, Udaharana was explained by stating the excellency of Chandravali. Krama, understanding the sentiments or meeting the goal of mind is mindset is called Krama. As mentioned, the 6th Anka of the Lalita Madhava, 6.26, Navavrindavan, to herself. Seeing, after a long time, Krishna's yellow cloth, more attractive than the golden line of Lakshmi, Radha undergoes intense transformations, difficult to suppress, even with great effort. Here, understanding of the inner mood of Radha by Navavrinda, and also Radha seeing the garment that belongs to her object of thought is explained as Krama. Right, so there's a mood, it's bringing it, it's appreciation of the mood, understanding the mood, bringing something closer to attainment of the mood. Sangraha. Giving of objects with loving words is called Sangraha, as stated here in the 5th Anka, 5.37, Bhishmaka, with respect. Jambavan previously helped me in bringing my daughter, unknown to others, and against the rules to Gokula. Footnote 2. Chandravali, the granddaughter of Kerala, was brought here from Kundina by Jambavan, who lived both at Govardhan and Vindhya, on the order of Durga, who lived in the Vindhya mountain. Act 1. By this you, whose lotus feet are the object of meditation for sages, have become the excellent husband of my daughter. Here, king's offering his daughter to Krishna with pleasant words for the purpose of pacifying is called Sangraha. Anumana. With a partial symptom assuming about something is called Anuman, as mentioned here in the 6th Anka, 6.24. Chandravali. By the complexion of her limbs, she resembles the girls in separation from Krishna. How can she display such natural, sweet beauty in spite of suffering? Here, seeing the feature of Radha's sweetness, even in her depressed condition, and assuming that she must be suffering due to the separation of Krishna, is taken as Anuman. Right? Your partial assumption. Right? So, like you see one thing and then you put it together with something. You like you fire, you know, you see smoke and there's fire, so therefore, like that.
Okay. Yeah. The example is about Chandravali.
Chandravali is speaking.
Yeah. I should speak about Radharani.
Yes.
Yes.
Means when you have this first name, it's just like in the reading. It's just all he's doing is lifting lines from the play.
Yes.
To show what's going on. So this was what was spoken by Chandra. Like the previous one was spoken by Bhishmaka.
Yes.
Previous one there was spoken by Navavrinda.
Yes.
Kotaka. A speech generated out of anger is called Kotaka. As illustrated in the 6th Anka, 616, Narda. When a lion kills Prasena to take the Shamataka gem, when Jambavan kills the lion and takes the gem, and when Krishna defeats Jambavan and takes the gem, you who are sin incarnate will sink in an ocean of suffering. Here, Narada's angry words towards Satyajit appear to be Kotaka. Aji Bhala. Yeah, because otherwise then Satyajit is somebody's making this complaint like that. But then Narada is pointing out that this whole line of events will take place. Adibala. The wise have said that deceitfully cheating someone is called Adibala. As mentioned here in the 5th Anka, 527. Krishna. This dress which I used while herding cows in order to have fun is helping for entering the temple. Here, Krishna tricking his enemies with his dance's form is called Adibala. Udvega. The fear that is being generated due to enmity of rival is called Udvega. It is described here in the 6th Anka, 626. Chandravali. Aside. O Madhavi, look. The beauty of Satyabhama will make my husband break his promise to my father. Though I am sober, I am swooning because of her beauty. Here, Chandravali's agitation by seeing her co-wife is taken as Udvega. Sambrama. The nervousness generated from enemies or a ferocious animal such as lion, etc. is called Sambrama. As mentioned in the 5th Anka, 540, voice from behind the stage. My horse, here is the chariot, my elephant, my quiver, my bow, my dagger, how dreadful, I am here, go quickly, the lusty cowherd has stolen the princess. Here Sambrama is clearly manifested by this nervous statement. Akshepa, when the hidden seed of love expands or outbreaks, it is called Akshepa. As described here in the 6th Anka, 644, Krishna with bewilderment. As I was engaged for a long time in fulfilling my friend's wishes, the flame of the fire of separation from Radha had remained slightly soothed. However, seeing Lalita's intense love and affection for her, that fire has densely grown again and burned me by force. His love for Radha was hidden while being engaged with his friends, but it again outbroke by seeing Lalita. Therefore, it is considered Akshepa.
In this we see mostly how the secondary rasas are brought out prominently in connection with the primary.
Ah.
All are related to the 7 secondary rasas.
Okay, yeah. And then it's all to bring it to this point of Akshepa. Yeah, so then we had nervousness, fear, you know, from enemy, cheating, anger, only giving a partial. And this Sangrama is straight, understanding the sentiments of others. So these all go together. Because you have all these other, so in other words, these aren't the main thing, but they bring out the primary thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So things that are happening with all these other personalities bring out the main point of Krishna's affection for Radha. Does that make sense? So it's another whole scene going on. So we've seen it in the main scene, and now we see it in the secondary scene. Yeah? So it's all about tasting the affection for Radha and Krishna. That's why it's the seed. So everything goes off of that. Act 5, obtaining Chandravali. Verse 1, Purnamasi entrance. Purnamasi. The city of Vidarbha has been contaminated by many tents towering like Mount Kailash, belonging to kings whose minds were tainted with great sin from uttering false accusations against Krishna. Right, so all these kings have come, they set up tents there in Vidarbha, but in her mind, it's contaminated the place because they haven't come to support Krishna, they've come speaking all kinds of things about Krishna. Voice from behind the stage, Narada. As long as even a trace of prema, the powerful potion to bring Krishna under control, does not enter the heart, one will think the eight mystic powers, samadhi, achieved through correct practice and excellent bliss of Brahman, to be most astonishing. Purnamasi, looking with joy. Narada, with Veena in his hands, locks of hair falling on his shoulders, skillful at singing the glories of Krishna on his instrument, with complexion pure as the effulgence of the autumn moon, has arrived here. Narada enters, reciting the previous verse. So while he's coming in, he's saying the previous verse again. Purnamasi, but means he has to finish saying this, but he's saying this, you know, how you say it? Yeah. Purnamasi, I offer you respects. Narada, may Krishna bless you. Purnamasi, O Lord, I have heard that Krishna has left Mathura. Narada, yes. After easily killing Kalayavana, who obtained a boon from Shiva that he could not be killed by people of Mathura, and consequently attacked the city by having Muchakunda burn him with his fiery glance within a cave, and after repeatedly thwarting crooked Jarasandha's violent attacks, Krishna with his friends went to Dwarka, surrounded by hills at the edge of the ocean. Purnamasi, O Lord, I am about to die because of the strong fire of affection. By good fortune, you have appeared at this time. Narada, O child, Purnamasi. O child, Purnamasi is splendid as one moon. What to speak of having Chandravali, who is like many full moons? Purnamasi, with tears. O Lord, how can Purnamasi be splendid when millions of frightful enemies of Chandravali have approached this place? Because remember, we're in Vidarbha, so that's where that's Rukmini's city, you know. And so there'll be the wedding there, and so then you know, she's saying, "Oh, but you know, a nice moon here." But then, you know, there's also then the discussions about Chandravali. You're talking about Purnamasi, and then you're going to have Chandravali because you're dealing both with aspect of moons and everything. And so he's saying, how can it be? Because there's so many enemies are here, right? Because all these other kings want to marry Rukmini. Narada, O daughter, you are not an insignificant opponent. How can you be frightened by many enemies, right? Because, you know, you have Yoga Maya, right? She's not a insignificant opponent. Purnamasi, she was given up by Krishna and separated from her beautiful sister Radha. How could I not be frightened? Narada, does she grieve for Radha even now? Purnamasi, yes, she is now called Rukmini, but is still affectionate to her friends. Narada, who named her Rukmini? Purnamasi, the father of Rukmini, Bhishmaka, named her. Narada, thinking for a while, he speaks to himself. The women in the city and those in Vraja are actually identical, but simply have different bodies. Yogamaya made them identical. Now in Vraja, those women have faded out of prema, but Yogamaya, covering their Vraja identity in order to produce happiness of meeting again after separation, makes them identify as city women, as if in a long dream. And the women who met Uddhava and go to Kurukshetra are different from the 16,108 city women. But what is the need to reveal this secret aloud? What has Bhishmaka decided? Right? Because this is what, you know, what's the point? Because the Vaishnavas know these things. But he's just aside saying that Krishna's left Vrindavan and gone to Mathura, now it's Dwarka. And then, so then all the gopis there, then they all in these covered identities, means they're the same personality, same persons, but then in a different form, then they all come and take part in. So the 16,000 gopis become the 16,000 queens. But he's saying, but that's different from the 16,000 that went to Kurukshetra. Right? Does that make sense? No. Means Krishna, that means the gopis in Vrindavan. Yes. Right? Krishna leaves, goes to Mathura. Yes. Right? So Yoga Maya arranges that it is like for them, it'll be like a dream that now they're married to Krishna in you know, city girls and married to Krishna in Dwarka. Yes. Yes. Right? But then Krishna sends Uddhava to Vrindavan. Yes. So he who he meets is those original gopis, yes, not these ones. Yes. And those original ones are the ones that go to Kurukshetra. Yes. Because the queens are also there, and then they have conversations.
Yes. Okay.
Is that?
Just to clarify. So the gopis in Vrindavan, they stayed, and then the gopis in Vrindavan also were transformed into Dwarka.
Yes.
And then at Kurukshetra, the queens of Dwarka, they went to the meeting, but then they were the queens, not the gopis who
yes,
were.
No, they're the same. But the point is because they're city girls, there'll be a slightly different mood.
Yes.
And then the city girls are talking with the village girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the point is the that formality and all that, then the height of ecstasy only gets up to Anuraga or Anubhava.
Yeah.
While then for the gopis it comes to Mahabhava.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a difference. So in other words, it's the same. They've gone there, but because of the situation, then you're going to have to deal differently. It's formal, and so it takes on a different flavor. So because remember, before in nectar devotion, it was always talking about how Radharani is Rukmini.
Yes.
Yeah, because she's the one who expands. But you see, in personality, then Rukmini will be Chandravali. And Satyabhama will be Radharani.
Yeah.
Because you have that right and left. Because in Vrindavan, then left is higher. But in Dwarka, right will be the formally, socially higher. Is that?
Yeah.
So it's the same people, but different flavors. Just like Krishna and Balaram. They talk to each other. No.
We are just thinking about the achintya aspect between material and spiritual. Now we have
to think about the achintya within the spiritual.
It's like same people meeting the same people. What would be the point? That's
because it's different mood. It's different taste. Because they don't identify necessarily between themselves as the same people. But they are the same person. Because then they'll, because the different form, then they're going to be, they identify, just like here, Arjuna. Now he's Arjuna. And then Krishna tells him, you know, that previously I spoke this to the sun god. And so then he says, how is that possible? You know, you're my contemporary, not the sun god's contemporary. And then Krishna tells him, you know, we've taken many births together. I remember them. You don't. So as Narnarayan Rishi, he would remember. But as Arjuna, he doesn't. So only Krishna, there's that continuity. Does that make sense? But even then, there's the sense of service. Huh? Yeah. So they're the same, but it's a different flavor.
Also, the aspect is all about interaction between the devotees and Krishna, according to the mood. Just like husband and wife, maybe working in the same place, in the same, like maybe they are the lawyers together, or but when they are in the court, their dealings cannot be...
It's different than if they're dealing at home.
At home. So though they are the same personalities, they are the same interaction happening, home same interaction happening, it takes a different flavor. That's why the dvaraka and then...
Yeah. So they get to, they go there, but the still time they're still in Vrindavan. You know, so you're seeing is that coming together with Krishna, and so that's there. But still, even that coming together, the flavor of meeting in Vrindavan is always going to be much greater. Because it's just a superior situation. Somebody sense?
I think this is one of the results of Dhamma, to help us to understand that the same person can play different roles.
Yes, that's fair.
To appreciate that, open the mind to this asa.
Yes, I would
agree. So there is no drama in life, it is only the real life, you can say. It's difficult.
Yeah, because we see them always in one role. You know, it's like sometimes an actor, they play another role, but everyone still sees them in the previous one because that one was so big.
Yes.
So.
Also, when sometimes we go out with the family and then we are going outside our normal condition, though we are interacting and all, the moment we are coming back to Mayapur, then the whole mood changes. So that's all about the Vrindavan then.
Yeah, because you have to be more formal, consider all the different things that are there, and that Vrindavan, you don't have to worry. You know, so it's just like those, what do you call it? Means they're identical. It says it's the same person, but they're taking a different flavor. So there's a different mood. You know, just as will Krishna and Dwarka will be a different flavor, but it's still the same person. So the same way the gopis then being there as the queens, be a different flavor though. It's the same people.
Yes.
Yes, the same point. It's just as Krishna has, then as Krishna expands as, what was that, Prakash? The Swayam Rupa Prakash, or Vaibhav Prakash. Then the gopis, there'll be an energy for it. So those same gopis that were there with Swayam Rupa, then they will be, now he's taking this mood, so they will be the energies connected there.
Yes.
So you can get a different flavor.
Yes.
So that's why you sometimes talk about that they're different, sometimes they're talking about the same. You know. You know, just as Radharani expands as all the Shakti Tattvas, so that means Lakshmi and Vaikuntha is also Radharani. But personality wise, then you're going to see, you know, the different moves. Yeah, just like Krishna could, you know, talk to himself.
Yes.
I mean, if he likes, then it works out that way. If not, then they see different.
Also, Maharaj, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas see this whole thing, the Dwaraka, through the Vrindavan.
Yes.
But others, they see Vrindavan through the Dwaraka or the Vaikuntha mood. So that then now it's very easy how, though they are worshipping the same Radha Krishna, or how they are in Vrindavan mood, then
But it's a different flavor. In other words, they're just seeing expansion of the Tadekakma Rupa. What we're seeing is all within the Swayam Rupa. Yeah. Because he can see either way.
Yes.
Because it's all Krishna. It's just a matter of the flavor of which way. But if you see it one way, it gives one flavor. You see it the other way, it gives another flavor. Because they have Krishna is Satchitananda, right? And so that's him. That's his sarup. But at the same time, it's his sarup, and his energies are non-different. So the point is he embodies the sat and chit aspect, Radharani the Ananda aspect. So they're non-different, but they're in two forms, so that then there's the pastimes to interact. So not, does that make sense? So if you see Krishna from Radharani's view, you see one thing. If you see Radharani from Krishna's view, you see something else. Does that make sense? You know, so it's going to be a flavor. That's why you see is that, like Prabhu was saying, the other sampradayas can talk about Vrindavan and Leela and all that, but they're seeing it from Krishna's view. So that's the unique thing about the Gaudiyas. They're seeing it from Radharani. So that makes them unique in that aspect. Because everybody else is, all the other Vaishnavas are going to see from Vishnu, and then Lakshmi is connected that way. So you say Vishnu and then see Lakshmi. We see that Krishna is connected to Vishnu is connected to Lakshmi. Does that make sense? It means Krishna is Radharani's boyfriend. While others will see it as Radharani's Krishna's girlfriend. So there's a slight difference in flavor. So then these two perspectives then can be together. So it's the same people, but just you're looking this way, you're looking that way, they have the different flavor.
It's like karma mishra bhakti, bhakti mishra karma. What do you emphasize?
Yes, what you emphasize. It's the same field, but it's just which is emphasized. You know, for us, the karma yoga, and then the karma is the karma yoga. So they will be performing their, like you said, the karma, that is the touch of worship of Krishna. While for us, it's about worshiping Krishna, but because of our, you know, conditioning or attachments, or just the facility that we're in, we use that environment for Krishna. So you're engaging the karma, yes. It's just the switch in the mentality. The subtle. So, yeah. So that's the idea of the Sundarbha. I mean, we'll probably get up to there. It's just... it clears all these little things that get in the way so that you can appreciate. Good, not good?
Yeah, very good.
Good? Very good.
Because Radha's view means Mahaprabhu's view.
Yes.
That's his mood, actually.
He's taking her mood. You could say Mahaprabhu's mood is Radharani's view, like that. So that's the whole thing. That's uniqueness. So that's why... how he sees things, that's okay, but that's how he sees things. But how Radharani sees things, that's what's special for him. He's special, so therefore how he sees things is special, you know, for everybody else. But for him, what's special is how Radharani sees things. So that's why because how he sees things, he already knows. So he doesn't have to come as himself to understand himself.
Yes.
But how Radharani views, that has a different flavor, so therefore he comes as in the mood of Radharani to taste that view. So when it says this has never been offered before, this is what we're talking about. You know, and here we're just touching on the that kind of tattva aspect as it goes, you know, like this and this stuff. Then you see more of that rasa aspect and, you know, the special. You know, it's always been indicated. But that makes sense. Okay. So Narad, after saying that, but what is the need to reveal the secret? Aloud. What has Bhishmaka decided? Right? So, yeah. So he speaks to himself means he speaks to the audience. And then, and so the actors don't hear that, right? But then when it says aloud, that means now the actors hear it. And then, fortunately, as the audience, we can also hear. Right? So, Purnamasi, he has decided to offer Chandravali to Krishna. Narada, then why do you grieve? Purnamasi, when Rukmi opposes, what can wretched Bhishmaka do? Narada, what is Rukmi's intention? Purnamasi, he wants to satisfy the desire of Shishupala. Narada, how did you learn this? Purnamasi, by a verse he wrote, Rukmini. Narada, please read it. Purnamasi, this is his letter to Rukmini. Shishupala is young, the best of kings, and gives bliss to the heart of his mother's Shuta Shrava. May your love for Shishupal increase. Right? So he's pointing out that he's very qualified, you know, and he gives bliss to his mother, so that means he knows how to nicely deal and interact like that. Narada, what did Rukmini decide? Purnamasi, she sent this letter back to him with five letters changed. It read, may my love for the skillful cowherd, the youthful son of a cowherd, the best of all devas, whose qualities, just on hearing them, give bliss to the heart, increase forever. Right? It's interesting. So in Sanskrit, by how it was written in Sanskrit, then it means the one thing. But by changing simply five letters, then it changed it into Krishna.
Yes.
That's the wonderful thing about the Sanskrit language. It's designed for... in other words, Sanskrit, you know, or language is the manifestation of Krishna's Krishna in the form of communication. So then all the subtleties you want to get in rasa, you can get from communication. So just like this, you want to be direct, it can be direct. You want to be indirect, it can be indirect. Like that. So it can be even... He doesn't even understand this, because it can be that when she's written, it'll still have a double meaning. Narada, thinking, then what happened? Purnamasi, seeing this verse, Rukmi, fearing that Krishna would come, so she made it obvious, called all the wicked warriors to Kundina, right? Because he wants to marry to Shishupal. So his idea is Shishupal's marrying Rukmi. All the other kings are there just to support Shishupal. Not that they wouldn't want to marry, but they've been called by Rukmi to support, like that. So, you know, as friends and allies, they have to, you know, behave themselves. Okay. Distressed Rukmini, taking my advice, sent a letter to Krishna through a brahmana named Sunanda. Narada, what was that letter? Purnamasi, O rain cloud, destroyer of all the inimical swans, by your thunder and... O rain cloud, destroy all the inimical swans by your thunder and sprinkle the thirsty peacock Chandravali with sweet showers. Narada, it seems the Brahman has not returned. Purnamasi, yes, fate is favoring Rukmi. Narada, you are the most skillful in the universe. Why did you not make Rukmi favorable? Purnamasi, my sweet nature only made Rukmi doubly ferocious. He began worshipping Chandrabhaga in order to make Shishupal Rukmini's husband. The Devata fulfilled his desire ambiguously. Oh, Chandrabhaga, so that must be Durga, right? The form, but Chandra, anytime you get down into these kind of names, you know it's a pretty strong form. Narada, what was that? Purnamasi, she said, he who was born with four arms and astonished his mother, the grandson of Sura, best of the Yadus, will marry Rukmi. Footnote 3. Shishupal was also born with four arms in the Yadu dynasty. And then 4. If the speech is assumed to be fraud, it is called Abhutaharata. Here, this being a trickery statement is Abhutaharana. So then Durga, that she's saying that, yes, he was born with four arms, you know, and is the best of the Yadu dynasty. He will marry, you know, how you say, Rukmini. So then he's happy, right? Rukmi. Yeah. He doesn't understand. Narada, smiling, I know that Durga has tricked the wicked fellow. Purnamasi, oh Lord, what is the cheating? Krishna is far away. Kundina is polluted with many evil kings. Garuda is across the ocean. And at her side, snakes are eager to bite. Sunanda. Sunanda was the Brahman?
Brahman, yes. The Brahman.
Okay, Sunanda. Sunanda entered him. Oh, Purnamasi, Krishna is not far from Vidarbha. Purnamasi, enjoy. Oh, Sunanda, you are welcome for bringing good news. Sunanda, do not welcome me. Delivering the message was useless for me. I am so unfortunate. Purnamasi, why? Sunanda, read Krishna's letter. Narada, he reads the letter. Dark cloud giving happiness to all the peahens, having dark glances, will enjoy with those living in Vrindavan. Footnote 5. Speaking as it is related to the fact is called marga. Here the Lord has presented the reality as it is, therefore it's called marga. Right, but he doesn't understand it. Purnamasi, oh, he does not know that Rukmini is Chandravali. Narada, oh, Sunanda, why do you not say this clearly to him? Sunanda, who is Chandravali? Purnamasi, Rukmi, embarrassed in front of the wicked kings, hid the fact that she was Chandravali, who he has stolen from Gokula. Sunanda, he hid this even from his friends. How could I know? Purnamasi, then why is Krishna coming to Vidarbha? Sunanda, he has come at the invitation of his devotees, Krata and Kaishika. Purnamasi, they want to bring him here? Sunanda, this was on the order of Brahma. Brahma said, oh, Krata and Kaishika, good fortune to you. From Brahma's planet, Brahma gives the following order. No king will disobey your words. You too, along with kings of pure heart, should install Krishna as the king of the earth with great bliss. Purnamasi, good fortune, I will see this great festival. Sunanda, oh Purnamasi, this event has already taken place. Purnamasi, how was the festival? Sunanda, Shiva and others had Krishna sit on an excellent jeweled throne, and they praised him profusely. All the kings bathed him using many attractive pots. Narada, the Lord answered Vindhya's prayers. Footnote 6, he wanted a son-in-law who could defeat Shiva, the son-in-law of Himalaya. Vindhya's prayers. Okay, because then she's a daughter of the Vindhya. And so then by Krishna marrying her, then Krishna's the son-in-law, and then he is able to defeat Shiva.
Because with this prayer, it is proved that Krishna is superior to Lord Shiva. Mm-hmm. And now he's going to marry her.
Aha. Mm-hmm.
The installation is one.
Okay. And Shishupal worships Shiva? Okay.
Chandrabhaga is worshiping Chandrabhaga.
Yeah. Purnamasi. O Lord, give me permission to reveal the truth to Krishna. Kanchuki, entering, throwing aside the curtain. O Purnamasi, the king gives an order. The two kings, at my request, have come to ask Krishna to kidnap Rukmini. I wish to see Krishna along with you. Purnamasi, O Lord, my desire has been fulfilled. Give permission for me to leave. She leaves with the two others. Voice from behind the stage. Though even faint light from the tips of his toenails does not illuminate the heart of sages who have finally given up. Who have given up sense objects to the highest degree. The most merciful Krishna has ornamented a beautiful bed while he massages lotus feet with the bud-like tips of my fingers. Narada, those are the words of Krata and Kaishika. The conch is heard off stage. Narada, looking in bliss. Victory to Krishna, who, placing the conch held by his hands in his lotus mouth, becomes motionless as he remembers drinking the breast milk of Jashoda. Looking again, followed by Krata and Kaishika, he is coming forward. Krishna, victorious over Kamsa. wearing around his neck the Kustuba jewel flashing light, holding at once the club, chakra, lotus, and conch in his four hands, whose body is ornamented with extraordinary jewels, but is accompanied by Garuda, makes me forget the splendor of Vaikuntha. I will ascend in the sky and look with amazement. Exits. Right. So then, many times Narada, because these scenes are coming up, so he says, I'll watch from the sky. And then he leaves like that.
People will come to him and bother him.
yeah, what's going on?
He was blessed.
Krishna enters as described. Krishna. O kings, the creeper of your spotless fame, increasing in the world by the sweet shower of water used for my coronation bath, surpasses the gardens of the devatas and besieging Vaikuntha, has become a cluster of flowers decorating Lakshmi's ear. Krata and Kaishika, with humility. O Lord, though all the universes pass through one of your pores like an atom passing through a lattice, your pride as a royal ruler of some trifling villages as today astonishes us. King. O kings, I am pleased with you. Ask for anything you desire. Right? So they're arranging this coronation, and he's, you know, very, you know, happy with all this, but they're saying, but you're the lord of everything, so why would these few villages, like, you know, the earth, meaning a few villages, why would that be something important to you? But the point is, it's because it's been done with devotion. O Lord, we have heard from Garuda that Rukmini has not done enough austerities to have the fortune of serving you. Be merciful to her so she does not become frightened. Krishna, what type of mercy should I bestow? Krata and Kaishika. Defeat intoxicated Jarasandha and other kings, and take Rukmini from Kundina, since today she has gone from the place, from the palace, to worship Chandrabhaga. Krishna, O kings, certainly I will take her away. Her worship of Chandrabhaga should be performed. Offering respects, the two kings leave. Right, so she goes to the temple. So they always take when she's coming back from the temple. Because going to the temple, everyone will be kind of more aware. You know, because it's formal, it's going on. But once the puja is done, now it's coming back. Now it's part of, you know, the marriage thing like this, you know. Does that make sense? So they're more relaxed.
Maharaj, it seems that it was the girl. The main activity is to go to the temple. And in the sense that... This is the best moment to take out the girl. When she's out of the palace after the middle worship.
Yes, if you're coming, if it's for the Rakshasa marriage, then yes, because if you're coming by in a chariot, you need a little space.
Also, it's mentioned when it is that place, family members, direct family members will not be there. So there will not be any hindrance. When he has to kill, he'll kill the other kids and other people.
Yeah. Because you don't want to kill direct family as much. Yeah. You know, that's like you see, all the other kings you fight with, she's not a problem, but then when he insults her brother, then she's not so happy.
Still consideration.
Yeah. Yeah, so she goes only with her assistants. But, you know, the point is they worship the deity, then they come and all that. But then, you know, because otherwise the family there also, she won't also be relaxed and do the worship nicely and everything like that. Because everything she does, the mother-in-law and mother and this will be telling, do this, do that, why didn't you do that? Like, you know, so how do you... So this is a little... Offering respects, the two kings leave. Voice from behind the stage. When Narada sang your glories on the Veena, not seeing the blue line on Shiva's throat, his wife wanted to leave him. At that time, Balaram, seeing in astonishment his blue cloth turned white, threw it away. The cowherd women, seeing the Yamuna turn white, started to churn it, thinking it was milk. Garuda, that is Tumbaru, praising Krishna from the sky. Krishna, O friend Garuda, look in the sky. The umbrellas of the wicked kings, like the hoods of Takshaka, cover all the clouds. Seeing that, the three worlds, quivering to the extreme, crumble in fear. Garuda, O Lord, there may be many umbrellas resembling snake hoods, but they cannot stand up against your insignificant servant Garuda when he flaps his wings once. Your friend Sudarshana, the fire of devastation, should stay far away.
Actually, Garuda was given some other name here. Maharaj directly put the name Garuda, but I forgot. It's another name.
Oh,
Garuda in Dwaraka.
Oh, okay.
Sridhama in Vrindavan, Dwaraka.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's there. Because then everybody comes across also. Yeah, then Garuda will be what do you call it?
Soparna. That's the name.
Soparna. So he's saying is that, oh, you have all these, you know, tents and all that, there are all these, you know, like the snake hoods, just one flap of his wings, so they'll all be destroyed. And he's saying that Sudarshan doesn't even need to come by. just the flap of his wing, they'll be gone. You know, so. Voice from behind the stage. And he's saying you're insignificant servant. So he's pointing out how strong is Krishna if his insignificant servant can do all this. Right? Voice from behind the stage. Rukmini is suitable for Krishna. Oh friend, but fate is not favorable to her. Garuda, this is the lamentation of the women of Kundina. Voice from behind the stage. How can beautiful Rukmini be suitable for the fool Shishupala? A jasmine garland should not be placed on the neck of a donkey. Garuda, Krishna can wear the garland and not others. Voice from behind the stage. May the moon and the unlimited ocean of the Yadus, the ocean of all skills in attracting all young women, be victorious. How astonishing, soldiers seeing him from a distance in battle, trembling in fear, take up the forms of women. Krishna, looking to the left, why is the poet Mauti Kachuda reciting various praises? Do we know who this poet is? No? All glory to Krishna's chest, sparkling with jeweled necklace, dark like a young tamal tree, anointed thickly with kumkuma, ornamented with the mark of Lakshmi, shining like lightning with a cluster of clouds. Stars, it shows elegance like a cloud. So is this is again voice from behind the stage? Yes, so put that in. Krishna, bewildered. Oh dear Radha, desire creeper Vrindavan. Oh Vishaka, where are you? Trembling, he takes support of Garuda. Garuda, to himself. If I drown in the unfathomable playful currents of his pastimes deep as the ocean, what can be expected of ordinary people? Aloud, O Lord, be calm. Krishna becomes calm and sighs. Voice from behind the stage. Holding the hand of a nurse, surrounded by elderly Brahmin women and accompanied by soldiers at a distance, Rukmini has gone to the temple of Parvati. Krishna, O Garuda, wicked Rukmi has made the Durga temple inaccessible. Come, we will enter by dressing up as dancers. The two exit. Chandravali enters. Chandravali, O my friend Madhavi, I have heard that my brother has performed 10 million sacrifices for Bhadrakali. Madhavi, O princess, the Brahman has saved us. Chandravali to herself, hearing about this deep sacrificial pit, I went here there. Madhavi, O princess, did the affectionate Lord not instruct you? Chandravali, my brother, who is my protector, now acts against me. Durga, who is favorable to me, now ignores me. My beloved, who is my shelter, has forgotten me. Everything has become the opposite by miserable fate. Madhavi, entering the temple, let us worship Durga. Chandravali, O respective Bhargavi, daughter of a Brahmin in the Bhrigu line, please perform the worship of Durga. Bhargavi. O goddess Durga, make Rukmini happy by fulfilling her desires. Engages Rukmini in offering respects. Chandravali. scolding. O goddess, I had faith in Krishna since childhood. As a result of all my worshipping, you gone in vain today. Being merciful, you have thrown me into fire. Footnote 7. I have been thrown onto the path of Krishna. Madhavi, look, look. It looks like Durga is pleased. Chandravali. O Bhargavi, you should all worship Durga. I will go walk around the fire in the sacrificial pit. Krishna and Garuda enter dressed as dancers. Krishna. This dress which I used while herding cows in order to have fun is helping for entering the temple. Footnote 8. The wise have said that deceitful cheating someone is called Adibala. Here Krishna tricking his enemies with his dancing form is Adibala. Garuda. O Lord, the disguise covers the eyes of the enemy and attracts women. Krishna. O Garuda, look, a flock of birds has appeared, indicating good fortune. Garuda. O killer of Mura, praised in the sky by excellent zealous sages, the lotus-eyed goddess of victory indicating fame and great longing has approached you, giving up Shishupala and other kings. Krishna. O friend, look, heroes undefeated in battle roar like lions. Choruses singing the clusters of notes. Brahmanas loudly chant auspicious verses. Kundina's city deafens the state. Garuda, looking in front. Rukmini has left the temple. Krishna, now restraint is better than the wicked habit of looking at another's wife. Turning his head, offer her to the two kings by moving your wings. Garuda, looking at her with astonishment. On the pretext of churning the milk ocean, the devatas churned the ocean of beauty and produced Lakshmi. But Lakshmi cannot please the eyes as much as Rukmini. Footnote 9. Delivering a speech which, with excellence, is considered to be Udaharna. Here, Udaharna is explained by stating the excellence of Chandravali. Chandravali. O my friend Madhavi, please protect the Bakula plant produced from a Vrindavan seed. Madhavi in tears. O princess, be calm. Wait for Sunanda, the Brahmin messenger. Evening has only half appeared. Okay. Yeah. So we'll here continue tomorrow.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai.